Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about discovering our true self. We'd like to understand the need that people have to discover their true self and how to work with this desire in the best possible way. Be with us. Yael, please. In recent years, we see that more and more people are starting to search or are trying to understand who they really are. We use the word I many times a day, but who am I? This is a relatively new question because I can't remember my grandmother asking this question. My mother, at an older age, she did start asking, and in my family were three brothers, and it's something that we've been engaged in for quite some time. In the past, if a person would ask this question, it was more related to religion. Today, there are many more options. Today, there are many more approaches to a person's self-development that try to give an answer to who am I, what are my abilities, this on the basic level, in order to realize my potential. Who's my true self? Who's my not true self? There's like this feeling that inside you there's a kind of a fictitious character, that it's not my true self. So we're trying to tell the two apart, and always there's this feeling in a person that something inside of him is hidden from him. And I'd like to ask, why does a person have this desire altogether, the need to discover who he really is? This is actually a person's entire essence. Who am I? What am I for? What was I born for? Where did I come from? Where am I going? What for? These thousands and thousands of questions, they're roaming like this cloud, like a cloud of mosquitoes around the person all the time, going, not giving him rest. And therefore, what follows is that this is something that I have to resolve. Otherwise, my life's meaningless. And then I start looking at myself through the eyes of, who am I then? I'm meaningless. I don't take up any volume, space in this world. No one takes me into consideration. Neither do I. Altogether, it's worthwhile examining these things because the lack of a person's identity, of self-meaning, pushes a person to such actions that might be very dangerous for his environment. Because if I start discovering that I'm nothing and no one takes me into account or consideration and I have nothing to do with this world or the environment, so I take a machine gun and I start shooting everyone. No, not shooting everyone. It's not about other people, but it's that I have no choice, but this is how I position myself in the center. I determine my meaning, even in this strange way. Meaning to know who am I, what am I, what for. These questions that we discover, that we discuss, a person gets a response, an answer to it. This protects him and gives him a certain direction in life, and vice versa. If we neglect this, then people don't know where to head, in what direction, with what questions, toward which goals, nothing. A person feels himself hanging in the air. And then, because of absence of meaning, lack of meaning, disorientation in this space of life, he's ready for anything just to make it go away. Because then a person really feels that he's hanging between heaven and earth. He's like a baby crying that He was forgotten someplace. It's interesting what you're saying about orienting yourself in the space of life. There's a feeling that nowadays people have a need to discover who they are and where are they positioned in the space of life. And then they run in different directions, and directions that they themselves don't understand. But they get into such things, take such paths in life, that it's really hard to come out of. They go in, get all tangled up, and then it's really practically impossible to get out of there. And then a person's there, and it caused them real anguish. In the past, people simply lived their life. They didn't ask too many questions. It's because their ego was small. They didn't ask because they didn't have the original question of, what am I living for? What is my life's purpose? An animal doesn't have a question about its life's purpose, or a baby. But a developed person, and how many of those do you have in the world? Suppose 5% of the entire population, maybe today 10%. But still, they're asking, what do I exist for? What was I born for? What's the use? What do I have to give the world? What does the world have to give me? What kind of interaction does there have to be between everyone? So it's a part of a person's development, of the development of humanity, that it's happening now. The need to discover your true self, is it innate or does it develop over time? It's innate and depends on a person's soul. On what level of incarnation is it? It doesn't depend on the person himself, but on the soul that accompanies him. And according to the soul, it erupts at a certain point in a person's development. Yeah, suddenly discovers that I have to enter this society. I have to know this. I have to develop in one way or another. I can't go on with life today and tomorrow like I did yesterday. Do you see it on a child from a young age? Yes or no? It could be expressed, but in the meantime, in corporeal things, whereas later on, it's expressed in true spiritual search, meaning when a person starts looking for the root of his soul, the source from where my internality comes from. Is it something that is revealed in all people? It has to appear in each and every person, but in the meantime, we're in the beginning of this period, and therefore, it's something that appears only in 10, maybe 15, maybe a bit more percent of the population. Because according to the percentage of depression that we see in the world, probably more. But still, the question is, what level is this depression on? The question of, who am I? What's the meaning of life? And so on. So here too, there are many stages to discover this. It's like with the four sons that are asking on the Passover Haggadah. So this is exactly the state that we have to reach, like that son that doesn't know how to ask. This is the main question. I feel bad, and I don't know why, how, where does this come from, what for, nothing. So this question is the most important one. There are approaches that say that a person doesn't have to get to know himself too much, but that he has to, you know, live your life. Leave the human level, live on the animate level, like a beast. Yeah, stop investing so much into it. It only confuses you, makes life more complicated. Just live your life. What do you think about this approach? Sure, it's more comfortable and convenient. And surely many times in life a person escapes to this method. He takes up some scientific field, culture, education, fills himself with different forms, different kinds of engagements. That's it. I know that I stumbled upon such things, such people. And when I asked them, how come? Then it calms them down, it calms this innate question in them of what's the purpose of life. They said that they were recommended to find some kind of occupation, some hobby. So one of them, for example, he was told, you study the 30-year war. There was the 100-year war, 30-year war. Be engaged in that. Start writing really a doctorate about it. It doesn't matter that you're not a doctor or anything, but write about it. Put together such an essay exactly about who, where, what, everywhere. Look in all archives and libraries in the world for everything that has to do with it. Be engaged in something else. And he really got into it, and it really caught him up so much that when I saw him years later, he seemed really content with life. Is there a price that such a person pays? I don't think that we can talk about the price here, because a person doesn't feel. He feels that he found some kind of remedy that helps him. He's also afraid about leaving whatever he's doing. He's also proud about it. He built an inner world for himself. He lives inside his research and among the heroes of that 30-year war. And other things like that. And he's happy, he's content, as opposed to others that don't know what and how. That's what he's engaged in. It's important to him. He has self-dignity. And of course, this has nothing to do with the meaning of life. Meaning, he doesn't learn about himself, but he learns about someone else. He doesn't develop himself. He develops a certain marginal and completely as a disconnected subject from himself. This is exactly what I wanted to ask. Learning about yourself, the need to discover who you are. Like you said, it's an innate need that awakens in a person to get to know who he is. Yes, who am I? What am I? What purpose was I born for? Who pushed all these things into me? Why doesn't all of this knowledge exist in me to begin with? Why is it hidden from me and I have to reveal it? When you want to reveal it, it doesn't work either. Try to reveal it and you'll see that you can't. Why is this knowledge hidden from me? Because first of all, a person has to already be developed enough mentally on the human level, socially, culturally wise, educationally wise, he already has to be a human being in this world to some extent in order to start scrutinizing these things. It won't come to someone in the jungle. Maybe, but for it to really come in a true, serious manner to a person, it's after a person finished with humanity, with his material development, and he reached a state of despair. Even though that he doesn't know what is the reason for his despair, that he sees no result from the entire development. He as if bears inside himself everything that humanity did up until now in its thousands of years of development, and what does he see? I have no idea. What's the purpose of life? What is all of this for? Culture, education, science, everything. I can fly to the moon and back. I can travel around the world, and what? He still doesn't know what is the meaning of life. For him. So, I want to be a bit more focused on what I'm asking. You gave the example of traveling to the moon. We discovered the moon, we research it. Here you're saying that there is something here that isn't somewhere out there or that's outside of you that you study, but there's the thing that's closest to you, which is you yourself. and you don't know who you are. This is what you can't discover. Seemingly the most intimate thing is the thing that's most hidden from myself. Yes. Why? Because it's the hardest thing. But it's me. It's not the moon somewhere out there. You are the most hidden, unknown creature. This is what it's about, that all of our senses are working outside of us. I see what's outside of myself. I hear what's outside of me. And it confuses me. Look what people are engaged in. Television, radio, internet, they're engaged in all those things that are outside of them. But going inside yourself and starting to learn who you are, Mister, this is very hard work. I have no idea how to do it. I have no instruments with which to do it. And not only that, I'm not succeeding. I don't even know how to approach it. It's a completely different method. It's either that I study the world that's outside of me, or I'm studying the world that's inside of me. This is a hidden world. You need different tools, completely opposite tools. What kind of tools do I need in order to learn or study my inner world? I don't know. What, you're going to cut yourself open, start analyzing your desires, thoughts, drives? How come suddenly I have a certain desire for something that appears from someplace? Where does all that come from? Who's there inside of me operating all these things, and I'm the one only feeling a result of all of this work? There's some kind of engine, mechanism inside of me. How can you work with that? I don't know. Many times, a person is actually in a situation where, on the one hand, he really doesn't know many things about himself. It's like Owen said, that I don't know about the thing that's closest to me, myself. On the other hand, he does have a feeling that he knows himself. He has like this double feeling. What's hidden and what's revealed to a person about himself? I'd say that a person doesn't know himself at all. Why divide it that here I know a bit, here I don't? You're a psychologist. Not a psychologist, but from what I understand, this is what you do more or less. So we see that a person doesn't know who he is, doesn't know the root of his origin, doesn't know himself, his character, nothing. In regard to the internality of a person, all of humanity is failing big time. And even now, with all of our equipment and everything, you can give us different tests, examinations, x-rays, MRI, whatever. You will not find anything that points at what's called the soul. Eventually, it's called the soul. Our inner part that's awakening me, that's enlivening me, directing me. All in all, this inner part that's preparing my emotion and intellect and thoughts and everything, the innermost part is called the soul. And we know nothing about it. Suppose there's a new baby born. Can I say something about him? No. There are things that I can't determine in any way. And what is that part that it does seem to us that we know ourselves? We don't know what our internality is called the soul. What is that part that it does seem to us that we do know about ourselves? It's a person, when he's born, once he comes out into this world, out of his mother, he starts perceiving the environment, how is it treated. He starts learning like a little animal. This good, this not, I should, I shouldn't. With his ego, which is the general force. And then he learns, what kind of good interaction, successful interaction can I be in with the environment? And then, What follows is that what we later see is what he learned from the environment. We see how he sums up for himself what kind of relationship should he have with the environment. And about that we say, this is who that person is. This is his character. But it's not his character. He simply learned from the environment that this is how he should be. And does he have something more internal, which is his, that he didn't learn from the environment, but it's something innate? Yes, but he won't be able to discover it. This is a person's internality? Yes. You said that the most inner thing in a person is his soul. What is the soul? A divine part from above. Meaning what? It's something that to us is unknown, but it's something that a person has received, let's say, with birth. That's also not clear to us when and how, but this is what speaks in him. In what way does this part speak in me? How is it expressed in me? And that I want to discover the root of my soul. I'm not revealing my soul, but I want to get to know it, and therefore I want to discover the root, the origin of the soul. What is the root of my soul? The upper force, the creator, that progenerates my soul. From your answer, I understand why is people's search and the need that you said that it's something natural that naturally awakens in a person to find out who he is brings people all around the world to religion, because you started talking about the upper force. Yeah. A person who doesn't feel that the religious approach is the right approach for him. Those people that don't have this religious approach to life, do they also have the desire to discover who they are? It has nothing to do with religion. But you talked about soul, upper force. These are words that are also used in philosophy, psychology, and different ways. So can you explain these terms a bit? A person's internality that operates him, and what does he have as a result? Where does it come from? His life, where does it come from? What am I developing toward? What is humanity developing toward? Something that exists in the essence of the universe, of my entire life. I don't know anything about it. I'm living in some defined place that I was given to exist in according to certain laws, and that's it. It's like children that they're told, you go here, you come back home, you watch TV, then you do that, you play, tomorrow again, and so on and so forth. This way they want for us to exist. And I have the desire to understand why, what for, where does it come from. And here, I start having questions about who am I, what am I, what for. So once I have this inner thing asking these questions, I wanna know, who's that asking these questions inside of me? It's not my animate body that wants to eat, rest, and have a good time. Who is that then? The human part in me, but what is that? It's a question, and I find no answer for it, and therefore I continue searching, because without that, I feel that life has no meaning. What advice from your experience could you give to a person that wants to get to know his inner self? What good advice could you give him that will direct him to the beginning of his journey? Just to find a place where he can be taught how to do it. There's a million different methods and techniques that teach a person how to discover who he is. Can you give us some advice that will be true and correct for every person, no matter where he's from, his socioeconomic state, his IQ, something that will be correct for every person in the world today or in 1,000 years, once a person, this desire to discover who he is, has awoken in him? He has to find a place where he's taught how to rise above his animal, animate nature, beastly nature, that the form that he has to achieve, to come to, is the quality of bestowal, which is above his own nature of reception. He has to hear how to rise above his beast. What do you mean by beast? Beast, I mean his desire to receive, that wants to rest, enjoy, fulfill itself, to live for the sake of fulfillment. And the human part, what is that? The human part in a person is a soul that tells him, no, you don't have to live for the sake of fulfillment. You have to live for the sake of rising above the fulfillment, so that your entire aspiration will be toward, even though that you're fulfilling yourself, still, you live above that fulfillment, because unless you fulfill yourself, you'll have nothing to rise above. Meaning, the spiritual being in us is built upon the corporeal beast. A person trying to discover who he is, that's the spiritual part in us? Yes. You're all the time distinguishing between the beast, or those ordinary desires that we're all familiar with, and the soul, or that inner desire that a person has. What is the relationship between these two parts? I understand that we have to shift from one state to another, which is more advanced. Yeah. What's the relationship between these two parts? What is the process of revelation that a person has to go through? He has to go through importance. That in the past, what was important for him was his beast. Life altogether with all of its achievements. And this time, what's important for him is how to rise above it. Two, to other values, different values. And this is what the soul is searching for. That's the truth search. Dear friends, unfortunately, our time's up. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. We'll talk about this on our next shows as well. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.